Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy Pensions team. It's Monday the 8th of July. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. Our first item is a new consultation by the pensions regulator on the future of trusteeship and governance. The regulator is considering issues around the themes of trustee knowledge, skills and ongoing learning, improving governance and diversity on boards, and consolidation of DC schemes. One question raised by the regulator is whether it should be mandatory to have an accredited professional trustee on every trustee board. The consultation closes on 24 September. Second, the Pensions Minister has made a statement on the equalisation of survivor benefits. The government has said that it is for private sector schemes to take their own advice on whether they are in compliance with the law following the Supreme Court decision of Walker and Innisbeck in 2017. It will not direct private sector schemes to take particular action. The government has also set out its position on future changes to legislation. Finally, the government has also announced that by 2022, it expects all listed companies and large asset owners to follow the recommendations of the Financial Stability Board's Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures. Guidance is being produced for pension schemes on this issue. The regulator plans to consult on the guidance later this year with a view to incorporating this in a code of practice. The full version of What's New This Week contains more detail on these and other developments this week. It will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.